Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Ford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Whitey Ford. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Lopez chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Richardson. Richardson fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Richardson. Rollins moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek strikes out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lynns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Maris hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew who is chasing the ball. Tresh reaches third base with a triple. Howard goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Yankees. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's 4-1, Yankees. Dwight Siebler now pitching. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Linz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Whitey Ford. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Rich Reese pinch hits for Dwight Siebler. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maris strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle catches it and throws to first to double up Howard. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Verhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Lynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynes takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris, who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Yankees. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Howard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kindle out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gary Dotter now pitching. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubek moves to second. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubek moves to third. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kubek scores. Howard moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Yankees. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins too. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Bethea now playing shortstop. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Bethea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-4 in the game. Kubek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roger Ripo's now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew strikes out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.